FM 90.3 WJTL, your place for Christ community music. The Afters with Light Up the Sky. We also heard from Jeff Moore with Loved. It's 12:38. Thank you for tuning in for the lunch break. I have a special treat for you now. Zach Williams joins us on the line to give us an update on his music, his life, and the Only Jesus tour that he is on with Casting Crowns and Austin French later this week. Thanks for joining us over the lunch break, Zach.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
Good. You're doing very well. I have a lunch breaker question. Some people call it an icebreaker question. This is a lunch breaker question. When it comes to lunch, which is your preference, sandwich, salad, or soup?
Oh, man. I would be soup for sure.
You're a soup guy. Okay.
Yeah.
So would you go with that every day, or would you like to mix it up a little bit?
I would mix it up probably, but I would definitely probably choose a good hearty soup over a salad any day.
Well, I'll tell you, Zach, a lot of people are enjoying the flavor of your music these days. But I read somewhere that in college you were planning to go in a different direction. What were your original ambitions?
Yeah, I went to college on a basketball scholarship. Unfortunately, I tore five ligaments in my ankle the day before my freshman season started, and I set out for a year and taught myself how to play guitar, and I feel like it was a blessing in disguise. Had that not happened, I don't think I would be where I'm at today. But at the time I wasn't happy with it, but I can look back 20 years ago now, and I'm glad that happened. So
yeah. Right. It completely changed the trajectory of your life. Now spiritually, sure. I'm told that Big Daddy Weave had a huge influence on your life. How did that happen?
Yeah, so in 2012, I've been playing in this Southern rock band for several years, and we'd been touring all over the world, all over the United States, and we were in Europe touring Spain that summer. And I was in just one of the lowest, kind of darkest places of my life. I can remember me and my wife were about to call it quits, and we had a baby on the way, and I was just living pretty reckless and pretty hard. I had this moment on that tour where I told God, I was like, I know you're real. I believe in you. I've grown up my whole life, like, knowing who you are. I just needed him to prove it to me. And a couple of days later, we were driving 8 hours across Spain on a Sprinter bus, and the guy that was driving our bus was scanning radio stations, and the rest of the band were kind of sleeping in the bus, and I heard part of Big Daddy Weave's song Redeemed come across the radio, and I remember just hearing that song, and it spoke to me in a way that, nothing else had really ever spoken to me. And I got to my hotel room, I looked the song up, and I called my wife, and I said, I'm done, I'm quitting. And she couldn't believe it. I came home from that tour, though, and I canceled the rest of my shows, and I quit my band, and me and my wife got involved in church, and, we started to get our lives, and a few years later, I got the opportunity to go out on tour with Big Daddy Weave, and it's been pretty amazing just to see how God works and the things that he's done in my life, and just his songs in just a short time.
Yeah. And now recently, Big Daddy Weave is saying, I was just researching their new song, Alive, and you wrote that song, and it had a significant impact on the band members. So how did you get to introduce that song to them?
Yeah, so they had me out on tour a couple of years ago now, a couple of springs ago, and I had just written that song, and me and my band had tried to play it two or three times, and honestly, just never felt like it. It just never felt like it belonged to me. It didn't feel like my song. And I remember the day that I wrote it. My producer was like, "Man, that sounds like a Big Daddy Weave song." And I was like, "Yeah, that'd be cool if I could, pitch it to him one day." But I didn't know Mike at the time. And then I find myself 6 months later on tour with him, and I'm sitting on the bus talking to Mike one day, and he was telling me they were fixing to start working on a new record, and asking me if I had any, songs and things like that in mind, and I said, "Believe it or not, I've got a song that I wrote." And I said, "It feels like it belongs to you guys. I would love it if you take a listen to it." And they were just kind of in a pretty rough season. Jay had just, lost his feet. And they were going through that. And then played the song for Mike, and he loved it. And 2 days later, they called the record label and put a hold on it and told me that they wanted to record the song. And it's funny how sometimes those things take a while. That was a couple of years ago now, and they're finally getting ready to release that song. And I just know that they've all had a pretty rough patch over the last couple of years with Jay, and then their father passed away on Christmas Day last year. And I think it's really cool how God works. And, you know, he used a song that they wrote in a dark time of my life to really bring me back. And now to be able to turn around and give back to those guys who've been such a big part and influence in my life, and have a song that is ministering and speaking to them in the season of their life. It's things like that. I mean, when you ask yourself, do you believe in God? Is God real? It's like, I can see him at work in my life, and I see the things that he does.
Yeah.
And, it's been a cool moment, a cool total 180 and full circle moment in my life just to be able to do this with these guys now.
Well, it's amazing testimony of how God has worked in your life through Big Daddy Weave, and how God has worked in their lives through your songwriting. I'm speaking with Zach Williams, heading this way, appearing on the Only Jesus Tour at the Giant Center in Hershey, Sunday, March 17th at 7 p.m., and also joining him on stage, Casting Crowns, and Austin French that evening. You can find out more details at WJTL.com. Click on the Junction Center tab. And Zach, how well do you know the artists who are on the tour?
I know the Crowns crew very well. I've met Austin once. He seems like a really nice guy. I love the songs that he's put out, the last two singles that he's had. They get stuck in my head a lot. We got to go out and do about 20 shows with Casting Crowns last year. And, man, we love their crew and love what they're about. I'm looking forward to being back out. I try to learn as much as I can from these guys that have been doing it for a long time. And they're real good about taking us under their wing and just kind of showing us the ropes. So it's going to be a good night. We had our first tour rehearsal yesterday, and so we're all excited and we're ready to get out and play some new music.
Yeah, where's your first stop on the tour?
I think we are, our very first spot is Richmond, Virginia, Thursday night. And we'll see you guys out there.
We look forward to your appearance in our area Sunday, March 17th, Giant Center in Hershey. That's the location. Again, that's Zach Williams along with Casting Crowns and Austin French, Sunday, March 17th, 7 p.m. And tickets are available by going to the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Thank you for your time, Zach. One final question before you go. The story behind your song, sure, Survivor, could you just give us a brief background to that song?
Yeah. Several years ago, my wife, she was 14 years old. She was in a house fire. She almost lost her legs, almost lost her feet. She's recalled the story to me time and time again of, you know, how she believed that, you know, even though she wasn't living her life at that moment for God, she feels like he was the one who pulled her out of that and saved her life and had just a completely different plan for her and what he wanted to do with her life. And she shared that story with me several times. And the day that we wrote this song, that was kind of my idea, was, you know, we've all been survivors of something. We all are surviving something until we meet God, and then we become survivors. And I feel like, you know, maybe you've never truly been pulled, you know, out of a burning house fire, but there have been things in your life that you needed to be pulled away from and that you needed to be rescued from. And that was it for me. That was where the idea for the song came, the story behind it. So, yeah.
Well, glad to hear from you, Zach, and to hear how God has been working in your life so far. I'm quite sure that more good things are still to come for you in the days ahead. So thank you very much, Zach, for taking time to talk with us today.
Yes, sir.
All right, here is his latest song, Zach Williams, Survivor, on FM 90.3 WJTL.
For so long I carried the weight of my past, crippled by burdens like stones on my back. I thought I had fallen too far from your grace. but you came and showed me